All right, so we've met the C-64's rock star Rob Hubbard and its atmosphere king Martin Galway. But there was another legend in the mix, a Dutch wunderkind who brought a whole new level of energy and polish to the SID chip. Today, we're talking about Jeroen Tel. Jeroen Tel wasn't just a composer, he was a brand. Along with his partner Charles Deenen, he formed a company called Maniacs of Noise, and their sound, it was unmistakable. If Rob Hubbard's music was raw, chaotic energy, Jeroen Tel's was like a perfectly produced synth-pop track. His bass lines were punchy, his melodies were incredibly catchy and clean, and his use of the SID's features felt incredibly tight and professional. It was less about wild experimentation and more about pure, polished execution. He scored a ton of legendary games. You've probably heard his work in titles like Cybernoid 2, The Revenge, with its iconic driving theme that just gets you pumped. He also did the music for Myth, History in the Making, and the super famous intro for the game RoboCop 3, which is just this epic, sprawling masterpiece. And here's a fun fact. Jeroen Tel was famous for his incredibly creative use of arpeggios to create chords and harmonies, but he also loved hiding little messages in his music. He would sometimes use the SID's noise channel to create whisper-like effects that, when isolated, would say things like maniacs of noise. It was like a secret audio signature hidden in the code. What Jeroen Tel did was elevate C64 music. He showed that it didn't just have to be for games. It could be its own genre of electronic music. He brought a producer's ear to the SID chip, and his work inspired thousands of aspiring musicians in the demo scene who wanted to create tracks that were not just technically impressive, but also sounded amazing. He was one of the first game composers to truly become a star in his own right, with fans who would buy games just to hear his soundtracks. He proved that with enough skill, an 8-bit chip could sound as powerful and polished as anything on the radio. An absolute master of his craft. Hope you enjoyed this look at another